You're listening to the Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive podcast from Newstalk ZB.
New Zealand is getting its first dedicated plant-based milk facility this year. That means Otis, which is an oat company that was founded in Otago, can now make their oat milk back in New Zealand instead of doing it over in Sweden. With us now is Chris Wilkie, the co-founder of Otis. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Heather. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for talking to us. Why did you take it to Sweden in the first place?
So it's a little bit of a long story. As you say, we started making it in the South Island, and we never envisaged that we'd have to one day make it on the other side of the world. And I'm not going to lie, it kind of sucked doing that, the logistics, the shipping and the costs, and you're throwing COVID. But the reason we chose Sweden was because we met some basically Swedish experts, and Sweden's sort of the home of the modern oat milk. So there was some silver linings to going there. For starters, we got way better at making oat milk. So that's why we ended up there.
And then what's brought you back is the fact that we're able to set up this plant, yes?
Exactly. We were always adamant that we would bring production back to New Zealand as soon as we possibly could. It proved a lot harder than we thought, but it's finally happened. So it's a really big day for Otis and I think a really exciting day for the whole New Zealand plant-based industry.
When are you able to start producing it here again?
So it should be rolling off the lines December this year.
Oh,
so
brilliant.
That's the target.
Brilliant stuff. Is oat milk proving popular?
Yeah, it's proving really popular. And I think the reason is that it tastes great, but it's also healthy for you and it's healthy for the planet. So you put those things together, you've got more than a fad, you've got a real shift, and it's a global shift that we're seeing sort of all over.
Can you make a good coffee out of it? Does it do the thing where it stretches like milk?
Are you telling me you've never tried an oat milk flat white, Heather? Come on.
No, I haven't.
You've never tried one?
No, Chris.
Oh,
no.
You've got to. It stretches just like cow's milk. It's velvety and silky, and it's got a really neutral flavor. So if you drink almond or coconut or something like that, that can overpower the coffee, whereas oat milk just tastes delicious.
Where do you go for your oat milk coffees?
Well, so I'm calling you from a little town called Martinborough, and we've got a lot of really good cafes down here, and most of them loyally stock Otis for me, so I use the local ones here.
Oh, brilliant stuff. You say it as if I don't know where Martinborough is, but next time I come to Martinborough, I'm going to do the oat milk. All right, tell me, how big do you reckon your business can get?
So our goal is to make an environmental impact, and to do that, we have to be like a dairy company. So we have to be big. New Zealand's been known for years around the world for awesome cow's milk, and that's great. But why not the same for plant-based milk? So, you know, we want to get up into the hundreds of millions of litres, and we're getting there. We're in the millions, and we've got a wee ways to go, but that's what we'll consider success.
It's not one of those situations, though, is it, Chris, where you find out that what you're doing for the planet is good until it reaches a scale where it's so big that it's actually bad for the planet again?
Very good point. I think that maybe that's a little bit what we've done with dairy, and what we need to do is diversify and have a bit of everything. And you know, if we think there's other great plants that New Zealand grows, we grow good peas, we grow good hemp, we grow lots of things. So it should be a diversified mix. It's not let's plant the whole South Island in oats.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Well, listen, good luck, and thank you very much for talking us through it. And I'll give it a go, Chris Wilkie.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.